With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Legislation could be on the way that will limit who can act as a real estate agent in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The National Coalition for Caymanians Administration accepted a private member's motion to protect and prioritize Caymanian participation in the real estate sector, tabled by Georgetown MP Perlina McGall-Lumsden during their most recent meeting.
This motion, Mrs. Speaker, does not seek to undermine the industry. It does not seek to discourage investment. It does not seek to unfairly penalize any individual who has operated lawfully and professionally. Rather, Mrs. Speaker, it asks government to review and consider how Caymanians can remain central participants in an industry that is directly connected to one of our country's most valuable and finite resources.
The motion sought to restrict the right to work as a real estate agent or broker to Caymanians, folks with Caymanian status with full rights to work, or those with a valid residency and employment rights certificate. Speaking on behalf of his administration, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks said Caymanians need a, quote, greater stake in the success that's coming to their country.
You have the commitment of this government that, yes, there'll be consultation. There might have to be some provisions of grandfathering. There'll be some regs to go back and forth. But be in no doubt, the framework has to change in this industry and others. Because let's face it, look at our pristine environment. This is not selling real estate in some murky jurisdiction where it's hard. The real estate almost sells itself. So how complicated is it? So let's just get on with it.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
According to published reports, the Cayman Islands Real Estate Brokers Association has called for a thorough review of the potential impact of the motion before any new legislation or regulation is passed. In other local news,
private members' motion number 3, limiting social media for children under the age of 16, has failed.
It was a big no on a private member's motion to limiting social media for children under the age of 16 in the first ever youth summer parliament on Thursday.
As a 15-year-old, I experienced the realities of social media firsthand. I do not need to imagine how young people use it. I live it every day.
But has it occurred to you, MPs, that maybe all social media has been doing is educating our youth on their mental health?
I think about my friends, my future children and grandchildren who will live with the consequences of the motion and the decisions made today.
The motion passed in the official parliament back in March, and chair of the Standing Committee for Youth Parliament, Kenneth Bryan, stressed the historic importance of Thursday's youth parliament, as their debates will be considered by government if the proposed social media ban were to move forward.
Before this goes to the formal bill stage, we are placing this exact motion directly in the hands of the most significant stakeholders in the country, our youth. This is a true exercise of public consultation.
Official MPs voted overwhelming in support of a social media ban for under-16s when they considered a private member's motion from Georgetown MP Perlina McGall-Lumsden in March. The ban, if implemented by government, will limit access to large-scale algorithm-driven user-to-user platforms like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, X, Facebook, Threads, and similar services. You can rewatch the full Youth Parliament debate on the CIGTV YouTube channel. And you're invited to pop by the National Museum on the waterfront tomorrow for Mango Fest 2026.
We're going to have everything from catboat rides. We have a mango dessert demo that's going to be by Hotel Indigo. A mango cocktail demo by Hotel Indigo as well. And a mango dessert competition, a mango peel and eat competition, live music, you name it, we have everything.
National Museum's Brian Wattler Jr. tells Radio Cayman the catboat rides and the mango dessert demo will run from 5 to 6 p.m., the mango cocktail demo from 6 to 7, and the mango peeling and eating competition kicks off at 7 o'clock. Now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The UN says another human rights catastrophe is unfolding in Sudan's North Kordofan state as the country's brutal civil war continues. The UN's human rights chief warned of a pattern of atrocities around the besieged state capital, El Obeid. Iran's president has paid his respects to the country's late supreme leader in Tehran ahead of his burial next week. The coffin of Ali Khamenei is on display at the Grand Musalla Mosque, along with family members killed with him at the start of the US-Israel war. Interpol says it's searching for a Ukrainian woman suspected of planting a bomb which injured three people in Monaco on Monday. Prosecutors say the suspect detonated the device by remote control.
That's it for Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.